It's a tab party, baby!
Welcome to the Ted Party Podcast. We on? We hot? Oh no! It's the Ted Party Podcast! What's up, guys? It's Ted. We're back. We got Billy Brown in the house. Today we are going to do some really, really creative, really awesome podcasting. So I want you all to, I want to introduce my friend and brother, Mr. Billy Brown.
Hello, podcast.
Hey. Guys, today we, last week we recorded with Wes, which was an honor. Thank you, Wes. And this week we have Billy, and it's a little different than the norm, but Billy Brown's going to be bringing a lot of that heat towards the end of the podcast, so stick around. We're going to be, it's going to be the Ted Party Dance Party podcast episode. But yeah, man, let's just get right into it. I want to talk about a bunch of the topics that are going on right now in the world. And the first thing is, man, you know, I want to say thank you for coming on, but also I want, you know, to talk about a bunch of stuff, man, because, like, I know, like, you were, like, voted. What was it? Like, Riverfront Times?
Nominated. Nominated. I was not voted.
Nominated. That's also...
I'm trying to remember amazing. Who won. It wasn't me, obviously. It was Moff or Needles, I believe.
But, shout out Moff and Needles.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. No, it was really cool. It was second year in a row I got nominated.
Yeah, it's like... one of the best DJs in St. Louis and the St. Louis scene, which is amazing. Yeah. So that being said, you know, thank you for coming on here, man, because I'm super pumped about this one, man, because we're gonna have some really cool tunes at the end and a bunch of stuff, man. I mean, I literally am probably going to get up and start dancing.
I hope so. That's always the goal.
I wish this was like a video as well. But yeah, guys. But, you know, man, I really just want to, like, see, like, who are you? You know, like, who are you, Billy? Like, as long as, like, you know, what's going on in your life, man? I mean, I know, like, you're keeping really busy. You're dating an awesome girl, you know. You have a
yes.
good life going on for you. So tell the world what's up.
Well, I am a graphic designer by day. DJ by night.
Which is awesome.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of, you know, interesting to keep that balance. I do have an amazing girlfriend, as you mentioned. She works at Feast Magazine, so...
Shout out, Liz.
Yes. So we get to, you know, collaborate with you guys at Strange a lot, which is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
No, and I'm excited to be here because you're like you're one of my biggest fans.
Watching, yeah, oh, dude, big time, man.
Every time I've DJed in the donut shop, getting to watch you like me and groove out helmet. While you're serving,
yeah,
is so worth it.
No,
to me.
Dude, that's an honor to like be a part of the family, you know, of the industry, you know, Strange Donuts, and being out there and getting to meet new people and like the genres of whatever, you know, like you being a DJ, you know, I've been to a couple things that you've been a part of, you know, like Strange Donut Day and just a couple other things, man. I mean, not just Strange or anything like that, but, you know, I love like being in my place, I guess, you know, I don't want to sound arrogant or anything, but like I'm really honored to be able to know a lot of the people that I've met, you know, and you being one of them, you know, it's just, you know, it's cool, man, because we are pretty similar in as far as like characteristics and stuff like that. You know, we're good people. We enjoy pretty much a lot of the same things, you know, and I love what you do. I love like your creativity you bring to the table as far as your music, you know, and man, yeah, I can't wait for everyone to listen to this, you know, like. It's going to be good, man. Yeah. But, you know, to segue into something I wanted to talk about, because, like, we got to go to a bonfire, you know, a couple days ago or whatever.
And yes.
I never knew that you, like, the things that, like, I never knew you liked some of the same things as me, but like you went off on a tangent about like, you know, you like, for one, you like Legos and stuff. Who doesn't like Legos? Tell the world this. I need to know.
Yes, I am. We actually watched a documentary about Legos the other night, and there's a word. It's AFOL, adult fan of Lego. So I am indeed one of those.
That's awesome.
I feel like I do like maybe a couple sets a month.
Yeah.
But there's just something about like following instructions and dude, coming out with something cool.
I was telling Billy this, but I want to tell the world this, you know? So when we were talking about Legos, like when I was a kid, first of all, shout out to the Little Caesars Bigfoot Pizza, because that was in the conversation that we had. And this was all a part of the story I was telling. So like, I went, you know, when I was like in sixth grade and I had just like kind of got into like the cool crowd in grade school, you know, and I was like welcome to like pool parties and stuff like that. This kid I knew, his name was Dustin Schaefer. His dad owned a bank. Okay. And he was fairly wealthy and, you know, had a really cool pool. And all I remember from that whole night or that whole day swim party was Little Caesars Bigfoot pizzas. And I don't know if anyone remembers those, but yeah, it was like the 3-foot pizza that was like a square and it was amazing. But also this kid, like, you know, I played with Legos when I was a kid too. And like, I you know, built like whatever, you know, castles or whatever. But I went to this kid's room and I don't know if it was this room or if it was like just another room, but it was the Lego room and it was like Lego. It was like Universal Legoland room. He had like roller coasters and like
I definitely had ships. A friend like that too. Yeah.
It was amazing. I was like, God,
I want your life. He was a friend of mine in Cub Scouts. His name was Jake, and he was an only child, and they lived in like, I think it was a 4 or 5 bedroom house, and he had like a room that had just like steel girder shelves and like his Lego sets, because he had like the entire like cowboy fort.
Oh yeah,
I remember that being really impressive. Me.
It was like when Legos really started turning into characters, and now like Legos are video games and movies and all that stuff. Now, like our Legos when we were kids were like just the beginning stage of like, I guess, segueing into like pop culture or really what's going on, like, you know, like Batman. And
well, the Lego company kind of, I don't know, this was like in that documentary.
Yeah, hit me with the knowledge.
10 years ago were almost bankrupt.
Wow.
And switched it all around. Like they were trying to do too many things that weren't just based around the basic Lego bricks. Yeah. And that wasn't working for them. So then they diversified, got into more of the licensed stuff, but made it like compatible across the line.
Right.
And now they're doing like bigger numbers than they ever have.
That's awesome.
But like, you know, some
that's
of those sets.
So crazy.
Some of those sets from when we were kids are worth insane amounts of money now.
I bet.
Like
the
AquaZone.
Okay.
I looked those up and they're like 3 times what they were back in the 90s.
Wow. Do you sell your Legos or do you like right on.
I usually just give them
it's like a hobby
little brother.
Yeah. it's like a brain workout, I guess, you know, building whatever.
No, I mean, that was I felt the greatest sense of satisfaction after me and Liz's first weekend at IKEA.
Totally, yeah. Dude, last night, so, you know, I've been getting kind of ready for you coming on and stuff, and, like, I've just kind of picked apart things that, like, I wanted to talk to you about and stuff like that. You know, like, looking, you know, not just, like, stalking you or anything like that, but, like, yesterday I was watching Monday Night Football. And in the halftime was the like last trailer for Star Wars, and I saw that you like commented or shared that, and I did as well. But like I watched it, and I was like, I was blown away, you know?
Oh, absolutely.
And like, you know, you're a Star Wars fan. I wouldn't say like I'm like diehard, but I love movies and I love Star Wars movies as well. And I just was like, wow. I kind of thought they might have put a little too much into that trailer.
Yeah, maybe. But, I mean, there's still a lot that we don't know, which is really cool, but it was like so much more like heart and soul Star Wars than like...
It was so good. I was like,
I don't want to like be Mr. Crap on the prequels, but like, you know, it just felt more like a continuation. We didn't,
yeah,
you know, after Return of the Jedi, we didn't really want to know more about before. We wanted to find out what happens after. Now it's finally that time, and it really just feels like it.
I feel like this movie is going to be better than. Remember, like, episode one, Phantom Menace or whatever like that? Like,
oh, yeah.
This is going to be – I feel like they're going to be so much better than the reboots they kind of did. I guess they weren't reboots, but you know what I mean? They do them in, like, every 10 years.
I think there's, like, something to be said about having multiple people giving input on something, having the best people do it because, like, you know, when George Lucas was making those, who's going to be the person that says no – to George Lucas when he says, right. I want it to be this, I want it to look right. like that, you know, like, and I think that JJ is just a different type of filmmaker and like,
and didn't he,
there's going to be real sets and, you know, real animatronic monsters and aliens and stuff.
He redid the Star Trek movies as well.
Yeah, he did the,
so yeah, those. It's going to be, and he's pretty good at that, you know?
Yep.
He definitely, I liked the new Star Trek movies. I never really was a big Star Trek fan, but then when I saw the new version of the new movies, I was like, whoa.
I liked those a lot. And honestly, to me, those felt more Star Wars-y than Star Trek-y. Like,
for sure, they were.
And totally. I think that JJ was just always itching to make Star Wars.
Yeah.
So now he got to do it. And I mean, there hasn't been a single thing about it that, like, looks like it doesn't belong or, like,
right.
scares me.
Harrison Ford's coming back.
Awesome. And it's, like, I don't know, it doesn't feel cheesy. And, like, they got John Williams to do the score. Like, it's, you know.
Oh, yeah.
One of the guys who wrote Empire Strikes Back, Irvin Kershner, is one of the writers on this. So, like...
It's going to, yeah, and it comes out on Christmas, totally promoting Star Wars right now.
did you buy tickets?
Yeah, no, I didn't. But you know what, man, like, I can wait. It's kind of like the whole IKEA thing. Like, I still haven't gone to IKEA, and I kind of thought like, maybe I'd go today, you
See,
know?
But like, we tricked it. We went during one of the baseball games.
Ooh, that's perfect.
And it wasn't that bad.
Yeah, and I feel like because me and my girlfriend, like, we definitely, like, want to get after, like, what's going on and what's new and stuff, you know, as far as, like, food. You know, like, Bird and Barrel just opened. Shout out, Bob.
Yes.
And
yes, I had lunch there yesterday.
And we went probably within the first week, you know, and that, you know, I was really impressed. I love Bob's St. Louis spin on chicken. It's pretty awesome.
No, it's very – everything is, like, so St. Louis from
St. Louis.
The
Provel.
Vest selection.
Yeah, yeah.
Red Hot Riblets all day.
Dude, you know, I want to get into some things. Like, I noticed, like, you know, you're a DJ and you're into, like – what got you into doing all this stuff? What – how long has it been? Like, how long you been in this game?
I think I've been DJing for 7 years now.
Okay.
I've been, like, into it for as long as I can remember. Like, I always thought it was cool. Like,
for sure, same here.
You know, just watching, like, MTV and seeing, like, you know, just, like, they would have DJ stuff on, like, in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
And, like, watching that and eventually, like, buying those, like, crazy mix CDs that, like, would have 100 electronic music songs on them, like, over 4 CDs. And it was, like, $15 to, like, really getting...
Are you into...
Into it.
like genre, because I got into what gave me like a really big in on the whole scene, like DJ scene. Like when I was, I would say when I was 15 years old, like I, my first, the first DJ, I probably heard Sandstorm by Darude before, but what really got me into like the whole like electronic lifestyle was the first song I ever heard was this song. I don't know the name of the song, but it was by DJ Icy. And it was like, just like, old school DJ, and like it was like dun, 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 like something like that. Shout out to whoever knows who DJ Icy is. He's super old school. Somebody Shazam that. Please do. But he. But after that, man, I got into like a lot of like people who are still doing things now, like Tiësto, like early Tiësto, yep. ATB. You know, it wasn't that much like, because DJs now are like rock stars now. I feel like
it's a different thing. I feel like I really got into like the DJ Shadow, yes. Fatboy Slim.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Like, you know, Moby for a while. Mobes. Like yeah. And then that quickly ended up with me like, you know, scouring blogs and like, right. you know, I would say Diplo is probably
yeah.
one of my biggest influences on just like the music I play, the style, and
because you're what would you say like your music sounds like? Because it's more, it's got a lot of like hip hop to it.
Yeah, I mean, I don't like to
house
stick. Yeah, I play everything.
Like, yeah, you do. That's why I think I'm,
you know, sometimes I'll, if I'm feeling it, I'll play a set of like, you know, strictly one genre, but that doesn't happen often. Yeah,
for sure.
And I feel like, you know, Diplo kind of pioneered that a little bit. Not, he wasn't the first to blend that stuff. I think like between him and like I don't really care for his stuff now, but Girl Talk kind of
yeah
changed the game for that.
Yeah,
Steve Aoki, like
yeah
those guys who are kind of like, you know, the old guys now
for sure. But still, you know, very current. And
once
like,
upon a time, we're doing something very different.
Yeah, and I wanted to ask you, like, who have you like worked with? You've worked with some. You've been a part of a bunch of different artists. Like, name drop some of those names.
I mean, I've played shows with a lot of cool people.
As far as like, of course, people from St. Louis and stuff like that. But like.
Yeah, the first time Skrillex played here, I was on that show.
Yeah, that's pretty awesome. Yeah,
and like
I'm sure everybody knows that name.
Yeah, no, that was a wild night and morning. he still loves to party. Like, he is a nice dude, as everyone says he is.
Same haircut.
Yes, right. I feel like there would be, people would disown him if he.
Yeah, no, that's ever like got that's his look. Like, you can't take away that now. Like, he's too far in with absolutely. That haircut. You know,
no, and it was crazy because I like, you know, he was not what he is now.
Yeah,
then
he was
very like personable. I mean, he still is from what I hear, but I saw him at Mississippi Nights with. From first to last,
yeah.
when I was 15, and I believe he was 16, maybe.
Wow.
Shout
out Mississippi Nights.
Yeah. So I told him that, and it was like instant bonding.
Right.
And he was like, it was crazy because he recognized me the next time he came to town.
That's awesome, dude. Yeah, congratulations.
But I was like,
I
feel like if I went back in time and listened to that set, I would just be like cringing the whole time.
Yeah.
Because I was like very, very young and hungry at that point. Like,
yeah.
It was a long time ago. But I've opened for Diantward twice.
Awesome, dude.
Yeah,
keep them going. Pageant. Keep going.
Killer Mike.
Yeah.
Harmar Superstar.
Nice.
Lil B, the Bass God.
Okay.
Thank you, Bass God.
Yeah.
I've opened for. Do you know a turquoise Jeep?
No.
The Let Me Smang It Girl.
Okay. Yeah.
I've opened for them 3 times now.
That's awesome.
So I'm like, I'm apparently like the go-to guy for like silly acts, which is like fine by me because I feel like I DJ with a little bit of a sense of humor.
And no, you totally do, for sure.
Something, you know, I feel like that's something that, you know, I was talking about Diplo earlier. He definitely does. I don't know. I think it's fun to not take it so seriously.
Yeah, seriously. Like, I feel like that, if I was a DJ, like Ted Party, the DJ, like, it would be so random. I wouldn't have one genre. I would be like, it would be like, probably rap, and then like right into some like, Buck Cherry or something like that.
Oh, Buck Cherry. I'm imagining like you in the back of a pickup truck with like speakers, like it's a one man Ted Party, like like the modern equivalent of the guy from Mary Poppins with all the instruments on him.
I wish, dude. I always like appreciated DJs and always wanted to learn. Never, you know, picked up that craft. I mean, I'm still young. I mean, I don't know. I'm so ADD, I feel like it'd be so hard for me to land.
Like, I mean, are you music? You like music, but are you like musically minded? Like,
for sure.
Can you keep a beat?
I think so.
Like, I mean, that's.
I think the next podcast I'm gonna actually it'll just be me trying to make a beat the whole podcast.
I mean, honestly, if you can keep a beat, like. The rest of it is music selection.
Yeah, no, that's true.
And if you're good at that, then you're good at that. But like, a lot that goes into it too is like being able to read a crowd.
Oh, dude, honestly, and you know,
there's nothing worse.
That's got me all written all over it. I actually have DJed. Not like what you got going on here. Like Billy's got like turntables and his laptop, and he's ready to go. Like he's ready to enter an auditorium right now. But like me, it was like I think like a CD switch. Like I'd be like, oh, play this song, track 9. You know, bam. And I've done stuff like that, like iPad. You know, DJing for like I don't know, like a party or something. I've like. Been in control and like get out of the way. I'm gonna take care of it. Kind of.
Yeah. Thing. No. I mean,
the crowd likes it.
I feel like I was that to a degree before I started like calling myself one.
Right.
You know, because that's like, I mean, that's like a day that you decide. Okay, I'm a DJ now. Like, you know, I've been flirting with this. Now I'm buying equipment and like. You know, spending my time downloading and finding music, listening to other mixes, going out and see, you know, like devoting a lot of your time to that. And like, I've had a great time with it.
Dude,
like,
it's awesome, man. There is part of the Ted Party podcast where I have segments and I want to segue right into that segment. So, this segment this week is going to be, and I wanted to like really get into this segment because each time I get into one, like it's like a one question and then it's done. But this one, I want to ask you, who do you think has the best mustache? Okay, I want to say
best mustache,
and I'm gonna give you some names: Kurt Russell and Tombstone.
Oh. That's a good mustache. I watched that mustache on a videotape a lot.
Or Sam Elliott all day. Hmm. What's funny about this question is Sam Elliott and Kurt Russell are both in Tombstone.
He's the dude.
If no one knows who Sam Elliott is, he's like the voice in The Big Lebowski, like that cowboy guy, and he's the dude who's pretty much currently doing every Dodge commercial.
Yeah, he's always
Ram.
He's always some kind of cowboy.
He is.
I mean, I think that you gotta give it to Sam because he wears it every day. Like, Russell's just flirting with it,
dude,
for a role. Like,
but you
that
know,
is like, I mean, I bet Sam Elliott's mustache smells like chewing tobacco. Kurt Russell's doesn't.
Probably, like, it probably smells
like. Like, let's be real.
years of Marlboro cigarettes. Yeah. And
it's like yellow around. Yellow. Just like, yes.
Oh my goodness. Dude, he.
That's a real stash.
Dude, that man. Okay, so the only time I've ever seen Sam Elliott without a mustache was in the movie We Are Soldiers with Mel Gibson. And he was like, what's really awesome about this movie is that like all he carried that whole movie was a like 9mm or something like that. And I remember when someone was like, here, pick up this machine gun. And he like, no. And he like started shooting people just with that pistol. And I was like, oh my God, what a perfect character. But like,
I don't know that I've seen him stashless.
Yeah, that's dude. He's stashless. I was shocked, dude. I love,
I wonder what his like, what you got to pay him to get him.
Oh yeah, man.
Shave it.
Dude,
it has to be.
Gillette is out there right now trying to get people who are bearded, like well-known bearded men. Like I feel like, what's his name? Brian Wilson. Shout out to him because I feel like everyone nowadays comes up to me and be like, hey, you know who you look like, man? You know that pitcher that was on the Giants, you know? But he's, I think he's still on the Dodgers now. But you're like, I'm like, oh, Brian Wilson? Like, yeah, you're Brian Wilson, man. I'm like, yeah, good one.
There's only one dude with a dark beard ever. I know. And it's you.
Do you dye that beard? Like, no, I do not dye the beard. It's just a full manly caveman-esque. I do have like hints of auburn in the sunlight.
Oh man, but I wish I could get anything that could resemble that. I feel like all of my beard hairs dude. Are onto dudes like you. No, his looks fake though.
Who?
Brian Wilson. Like in photos
it
and
does.
Stuff.
He does dye it too. He,
I think that like it. Yeah, it has to be either. He's like a member of the Addams Family and has just perfect coal black like
dude, yeah.
hair, or he dyes it because like the professional photos of him, it's just an abyss.
I know. Shout out to him. Gillette's trying to get him on a million to shave. I don't know. I'd probably, if someone came up to me right now and was like, here's $1 million. Oh, you yeah. shave. Psh, well, I'll shave my whole body.
Yeah. Yeah, I was like, I go, I go browse the works.
I'll probably do it for $20. But, hey, but you know, I want to just talk about a couple other things before we get into your music set here. But like, how can people, you know, find you on social media?
I am on Facebook. Just search Billy Brown, and I'm mutual friends with. Ted Party. So
get at me.
Get at him. I'm on Twitter, and that is Billy Brown, I believe.
I think so. And then like Instagram Billy is Brown Brown.
It was like a character limits thing where now I can't really remember which one's which. Right. I think the Twitter's Billy Brown. Instagram is Billy Brown Brown.
If you search Billy Brown, you're gonna probably find it.
Yes. Billy Brown St. Louis.
And Instagram? You have an
yes.
IG, bro?
I do. I don't use it as much as I used to, but
yeah.
It's there.
Billy Brown, IG. And for me, I want to talk about, so currently I have Snapchat, and I had a Snapchat that was Ted Ford, and like Tom Ford kind of came around. My name's Tom. Okay. And like, I was like, Ted Ford, man, kind of works. Well, I just got rid of it today. So you can find me on Snapchat at Ted Party now. You can also find me on Instagram, Ted Party _. Twitter, Ted Party. If you want to email me about the podcast, that's the Ted Party Podcast at Gmail. I got my YouTube thing going, Ted Party TV. You can also email that at tedpartytv@gmail.com. And yeah, I'm out there, man. And I hope everybody's ready, man. We're going to get this dance party rolling. So
you ready?
Get ready, guys.
You are now fucking the Billy Brown.
You know what you want when you pop it.
You are now fucking with Billy Brown. Billy Brown.
I know when that I like play. ever since I left the city. Left the city. Left the city.
You used to call me on my
go, 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 go.
You used to call me on my
go, 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 go.
You used to ever since
the go, go, go.
Billy Brown.
That was Billy Brown. Thanks, dude. And thank you to everybody.